And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
And now, the adventures of Bill Courtison, professional football coach. Yes, Bill Courtison. Bill coaches a team called the Chattanooga Choo-Choos. The Choo-Choos are owned by Mrs. Mary Mumphrey. Mrs. Mumphrey is 86 years old and doesn't know a thing about football, but that doesn't keep her from involving herself in the day-to-day activities of the team. The general manager of the team is Charles Mumphrey, the son of Mary Mumphrey. Ditto for him. He doesn't know jack squat about football, but he sticks his nose in whenever he can. Bill Courtison is a good man, a veteran of many professional football games, but he's stuck with this losing team. Having lost 8 in a row, he can't say what he really thinks because he needs the job. He's paying 3 ex-wives alimony and child support. Bill Courtison is a man caught by fate. Unable to really express himself, even though he strives for excellence, he tries to do the very best with this football team while dealing with 2 nincompoops, Mrs. Mumphrey and her son. Let's join Bill now in the locker room after yet another choo-choo loss.
You want me to do with LJ?
Put him on a training table. What do you think?
Coach Courtison? Coach Courtison?
Yes, Mr. Mumphrey.
What happened out there today?
We lost the game, sir.
I know we lost the game. I can see the scoreboard. What happened? Why? What happened out there? What happened out there on the field?
We lost. I mean, we had a quarterback go down, you know.
Why?
Because he got injured. He got a fractured skull.
Well, what happened? You have something in your throat? What's wrong? Here, you want a drink of water or something? No.
Well, what happened was he got injured when the opposing defensive lineman came in and ripped his helmet off and beat his head into mush. So, you see...
Well, why did he get in there? Why?
Because we don't have any offensive linemen that can block him, sir.
Well, go out and get some. Go out and get some. Go out and get some good ones. Get some ones that can block.
You know, I'd love to do that, sir. I would love so very much to do that, but your mother has told me that she doesn't want to spend the money that it would take to get the new...
Don't bring my mother into this. You're bringing my mother into this again, aren't you? You're always bringing my mother into this.
Well, she did say...
Don't bring my mother into this. Don't use her as an excuse. You're the coach of the team. Do something. Do something. Get some better players. Why can't you throw more touchdown passes? I see the other teams do it. Why can't you?
Why can't I throw more touchdown... Well, I'd love to throw more touchdown passes, but the quarterback that we had after LJ went out is not good enough to throw lots and lots of...
Well, why isn't he?
Because he throws mostly interceptions, sir. And...
Well, what happened to our running back? What happened to Elvin? Elvin's a very good running back. We went out and got him at a college, didn't we?
Yeah, we got him at a college. That's where we get most of our players. Elvin went out with a...
Don't tell me he got injured, too.
Yes, sir, he did get injured. He got an...
Well, why is he getting injured? What happened to him?
What happened to him was that he...
What happened to him? What else specifically? What happened to our running back?
When he went to, it was a halfback lead play, sir, and he had the opposing linebacker reach into his stomach and rip his colon out.
And well, why does that happen?
Because we don't have a fullback that can block, sir. And
well, you're giving me all this technical stuff. Why don't you go out and get one? What's the matter? You're looking tense. You're looking angry.
Oh, no. I'm not tense or angry. I just don't know how I'm going to go. I don't know how I'm going to go and get one. I don't know how I'm going to go and get one. I don't know how I'm going to...
Why are you singing?
Oh, no, it's just something that I've got. There's a man that I see once a week, and he says, sing when you're confused, sing. So,
well, why are you confused? Why did our wide receivers catch more touchdowns? I want to see the wide receivers catch touchdowns. It's wonderful to see them. The fans love it. They love to see it. Open up. Open up the game. What is it that Al Davis says? You know, the horizontal game, the vertical game? Do the vertical game.
The vertical game. I really.
What's wrong? You're tensing up again.
No. I really want to do the vertical game. Oh God, do I want to do the vertical? But our wide receivers, they get jammed at the line,
And what do you mean jammed at the line? What is that, technical? Well, it means the opposing cornerback holds them up. And what's a cornerback? It's the guy, the man. You're tearing up. Why are you tearing up? No, I'm fine. Just a little allergy. You see, there was no win tonight. Why did the kicker miss two field goals? Why?
The kicker missed two field goals, sir, because he had to play with a broken leg. It's broken in five places.
And was that why he was limping?
That's why he was out there dragging his leg behind him.
And, well, why don't we get another kicker?
We only carry one on the squad, sir.
Why?
Because, don't use my mother, because I didn't...
What's wrong with you?
Nothing, it's just my underwear's tight.
Oh, gotta get some new BVDs. That's what I gotta do. Coach? Here comes my mother. Don't upset her.
Yes, Mrs. Mumphrey.
Coach, I just want to tell you how much I enjoy watching the pro football. I'd love to see us win more games. How do we win more games? I want you to go out and win more games, okay?
Mrs. Mumphrey, I'm going to do that. I'm going to...
Well, why don't we win more games? I think you're a wonderful coach. Now, Charles, don't you give this boy a hard time. He's a wonderful, wonderful coach. I love him so very, very much. But I want to win more games, okay? Win more games. Otherwise, I'm going to have to fire you. And if I fire you, you can't pay the alimony child support with your three ex-wives, can you?
No, I can't, and I don't want to be fired. I don't want to be fired.
Why are you singing like a queer?
Well, it's... Mother, he says it's some man told him to do that. It must help his nerves or something. No, I'm,
Are you going to a psychiatrist? I don't count a psychiatrist. Never did like all that foolishness. I don't want no head coach going to no head shrinker.
No, ma'am. No, I don't.
How come the running back got his colon all ripped out and wrapped around his neck like that?
Well, a linebacker did it. That's the thing the guy does. It's the opposing linebacker does that.
What happened to the head on our quarterback all beat to mush?
Yeah, the defensive lineman. He says the defensive lineman pulled off the helmet and beat his head to mush.
Well, a fractured skull?
Yes, he has a fractured skull. And he's in a coma right now. And,
Why are you tensing up, huh? What you all tense for? You ought to come over to my house for some fried chicken. That's what you ought to do.
Mrs. Mumphrey, can I say something to you, ma'am?
Are you going to throw up?
No, I'm clearing my throat. Mrs. Mumphrey, can I ask you a favor?
I told you you could ask me anything you want.
Could we have more money?
Coach, there you go again. I told you, Chattanooga's a wonderful city people live in. It's the quality of life here. The players want to come and play here because of the quality of life. We can pay them less. There's so much to do here, isn't there, Coach? Lots to do in Chattanooga.
There's a lot to do here in Chattanooga. The quality of life here is the quality of life.
Well, I gotta go now, Charles. You keep talking to him.
Yes, Mother, I will. Coach, what's going on? Tell me, Coach. You can tell me. I don't believe you, Charles. No, please, tell me. What's going on? You look tense. I don't believe you. I know you're lying to me. How dare you? You insulted me. I could fire you for that. There's so much I want to tell you. There's so much. If I could only tell you. I want to tell you.
Hold on, Coach. I know what it is.
You do?
Yes, I do. I have the same problem, too.
Not being able to
express myself. I've been in the closet so long. What do you think, I'm a fag? Well, isn't that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about the team. I don't have enough fun.
I think you and I ought to go dancing. Come on over to my house. Put on a terry cloth robe.
I ain't a queer. I want more money for the players. I ain't a queer. I want money for the team.
Come on over. We'll vacuum together.
Bill Cortison. Now the GM thinks he's a fag. Join us next week for more in the life and times of professional football coach Bill Cortison.
All I want is more money for the team.
Why don't you come on over? I'm having some guys over at 8.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And it was good.
Well, tell me what you really thought of it.
It was good. It was...
I think it's good. I want to do it every week. Bill Cortizan, Chattanooga Choo-Choo football coach. I like it, don't you?
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Well, what, man? What, it wasn't funny?
Well, I mean, I don't know anything about football or anything. You know, what's a cornerback? What do you mean by jammed him at the line? See, all that stuff, you lose the audience with that.
I don't care if I lose the audience. I want to do it.
Oh, well, excuse me.
You know what, man? You screw up every show.
No, you do.
Every time I start to do a show, you mess it up with your...
You were going to say the F word.
No, I wasn't. You mess it up with your opinions. Go get Tsunami Sam.
He's out here in the green room.
Yeah, that's. I know where he is. Go get him. Anyway, tonight's show will feature Bobby Dooley talking to us about the hemorrhoid surgery she had today. She's just so excited. She wants to let everybody know. Also, we're going to have Dean Wheeler, and Mr. Wheeler is going to talk with us about how it's perfectly acceptable for a gymnastics coach such as him to videotape teenage girls going up and down on a trampoline for minutes at a time. And he keeps them filed under the individual names. And anyway, also, Art Bell pays us a visit in just a few moments with General Johnson Jameson, and Jeff Dowder will talk to us about the North Korea situation. What's that got to do with his dog? David G. Hall is going to be popping into the program as well. Don't forget our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. We are moving over to Extra Sports AM 570 in Los Angeles on the 21st. I just want to mention that. For all of our listeners in Seattle, don't worry. We'll be back on the air in Seattle very soon. What can I tell you about the buzz there? They're another one of those stations that spends more time talking about how hip they are instead of actually being hip. That ultimately there's a big vacuum. There's a void that's created. It's generally between the ears of the program director.
That wasn't funny either.
Just get him over here, will you? Sam, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Mr. Henry. How are you?
Great. Now, I understand you have a tribute to Condoleezza Rice, who is traveling the world now on behalf of the United States, right?
I've always felt that she had been a great inspiration, not just to African-Americans, but to women and all people, you know.
Well, I think she's terrific. I've always been a Condoleezza Rice fan. I think she represents our country very well. I think she's the best of what we have to offer. Bright, she's a female. Yes, she's a woman of color. I think that shows the world how America continues to move forward.
Well, I did a song for her, and I'm just a very simple man, Mr. Henry. All I do is sing the blues, you know.
I understand.
And I don't, I'm not a fancy man. I'm not a man who wear, I'm not a man who wear a tuxedo, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not a man who wear a diamond ring or anything like that. I'm just a man who plays music from my heart, you know, and this is the music that I believe in.
Well, I personally, I'm a blues fan, so anytime you come on, man, I look forward to it.
Well, you're a very kind man, and I do appreciate that. I want to tell your listener that at this time, this is a tribute to Condoleezza Rice, a beautiful woman of color. And what I'll do is put this in the context of what we call rural blues.
Now, when you say rural blues, you mean acoustic blues, right?
Yeah, it is non-electric, not city blues, you know, like you hear so much of today. You know, I'm very much a rural.
Now, what is that you're holding in? That is a harmonica, right?
Yeah, this is a sea harp.
And harp is slang for harmonica?
Yeah, that's a slang. And I play it, you know, just kind of.
Can you make that train sound a lot of those guys make?
Yeah, I do that like like, you know, that sound like.
Yeah, it sounds like a train going down a track. I dig that.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a song for Condoleezza Rice. And
don't give the hurry. Excuse me, Sam, for just a moment.
Yeah, what? Did I do something wrong?
No, hold on. Don't give me the hurry up sign, bud.
Well, you just got to move it along. 30 seconds.
I got 8 minutes to the bottom of the hour. I'm going to belt you.
Move it along.
What'd he do?
He's over there giving me the. Okay, Sam, so this is for Condoleezza Rice, right?
This is for Condoleezza Rice and for all the beautiful women of color out there. Done through the medium, I think, that best express the achievement of the African-American, and that is the music that we introduced to America, which is the blues.
All right, here is Tsunami Sam with his tribute to Condoleezza Rice. Go ahead.
Well. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I first met you, baby, you were $2 whore.
Wait, get him. What are you doing? What you doing, man?
What do you mean a $2 whore? Get him out of here.
You're here for my attorney.
Yeah.
What's the matter? It's a blues segment.
What do you mean a blues segment? This is about Condoleezza Rice, ain't it?
Yeah. I'll tell you about it now, man. I'm calling Johnny Cochran on you.
You get out of here.
What's the matter with the song?
What do you mean, what's the matter with the song? When I first met you, baby, you were a $2 whore?
Yeah.
That's about Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
That's just a way to build in a song, man. You white folk, man, you always mess. Every time a black man trying to get ahead in the world, all white man step in. Always stepping in, mess up my good time. You know,
what the hell does "when I first met you, baby, you were a $2 whore" have to do with Condoleezza Rice?
That's the way you work into a blues song.
That's the way you work into a blues song?
Yes, sir, and then you get into the essential truth. Don't you ever put your hand on me again, man. I swear I'll cut you. Don't you never put your hand on me again.
Hey, man, don't mess with me either, okay?
Don't mess with you, white man. I'll mess you up.
You better let him finish the song, Phil. It's probably, you're being perceived as a racist by a lot of the Negro Americans.
Why don't you shut up? So this is the way you work in?
Yeah, you work in a song, and then you get to the central truth of the song. You always got to start out with a blues lick. That's called a blues lick.
Well, I was personally offended when I first met you, baby. You're a $2 whore.
No, it's a blues lick. That's all it is, white man.
Hey, knock it off with a white man thing, okay?
Don't you ever put your hand on me, I'll cut you.
All right, go ahead, finish your song.
Now I got to start all over again.
All right, okay, fine, man. So I put my hands on you. Big wow. All I did was push you away from the microphone.
You never put your hand on me, man. Now I'll bring out Sam Jr. You know, it's a folding belt knife, you know.
Oh, hey, watch it.
Here, let me give you the soul. Here, yeah, all right, yeah. Brother. All right, go.
When I first met you, baby, you were $2 whore, turning tricks in the alley, trying to score.
Jesus, bud.
And then you went out, baling cotton all day. How come you charge them $2? You charge me $8 for an hour, you dirty slut.
Wait a minute, will you?
You can't touch him. He's sitting on me, Sam.
Put your hand on me again, white man.
Hold on for a minute. $8 an hour, $2 slut, baling cotton.
Yeah, that's a blues lick.
Gimme, I got your blues lick swinging, man. What's that got to do with Condoleezza? This is a song about Condoleezza Rice, bud. That was my understanding.
That was my understanding, too. We talked to Tsunami Sam's agent, and he said he read a blues song and everything.
What are you about to cry for?
It's going to be a fight. I don't want to see no violence.
White man, put a hand on me, man. I'll kick your ass.
Can we just get to the good part?
What do you mean get to the good part, man?
Just get to the good part about how she's like an inspiration, all that crap.
All right, man, here you go. I'm going to get to the good part then.
Yeah, get to the good stuff. When I first met you, baby, you're turning tricks in an alley. Hey! Wow!
My baby make flapjacks by the hour. My baby make herself corn cake too. My baby can cook, strap it on all day long. Get a feedback, then she take me to the place where she and I make a whoopee. Yeah.
What are you doing? Get out of here with this guy, Whoopee Flapjacks.
That's a whole line about Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
I'll cut you.
Get him out of here, bud. That's the best singing you did all day, telling me you're going to cut me.
I'll cut you.
Okay, so that's real gay. Great, bud. I'm going to have David Hall on the line now.
You'll probably get complaints from the Negro population.
Get out of here. Go out and go get me another one of them Starbucks. Phil Henry Show will be back with Art Bell and General Johnson Jameson.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
And now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. East of the Rockies, go away.
Thank you very much, Ross Mitchell. Thank you for that insulting introduction. And good evening, everyone, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I can tell you right now, you are going to want to hear this evening's program. We are going to be talking with General Johnson Jameson from his bunker complex beneath the Saskatchewan crust. And tonight, whether you believe in Cupid or not, this is the Art Bell Valentine's Day special. We will try and contact Cupid. General Jameson assures me that Cupid is, in point of fact, an existing extra-dimensional creature that does, in some way, influence human events when it comes to the more, shall we say, delicate and sensitive emotions. Tonight, on Coast to Coast, Cupid. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, after the Armageddon and there are no functioning toilets, where are you going to go? Introducing the new Peenemann Ass Scoop. That's right, wherever you are, whatever you do, bring along the Ass Scoop. You can just go ahead and answer nature's call, pick it up and drop it in someone else's yard. Dogs have been doing it for years. Why not you? And for you extra large people, the snow shovel size Ass Scoop. It's new. From Peenemann. General Jameson, I have been looking forward, and if you look on our website, you'll see General Johnson Jameson there. And what are you doing there, General?
Well, let me zip up. I was obviously going to the bathroom.
No, I'm sorry. That was Oh, you're on the live cam.
Yes, I was on the live cam. Gee, did.
I'm very sorry, General. I didn't know you were on the live cam. I wanted to know what that slide was that we were showing earlier.
That is the slide of me getting ready to enter the bipolar particle disseminator, which will send me off into the sixth dimension to contact Cupid. But instead, you turned on the live cam, and there I am with the sporting news and my pants around my ankles. And these are the things that I have talked to your producer about time and again.
Well, I'm very sorry. I will talk to Tom Danheiser, who's my producer, and sometimes for jokes, he'll just throw on the live cam.
Well, you know, anyway,
forgive me, please.
Yeah, okay.
Are you pouting?
No, I'm not pouting. Anyway, I will be contacting Cupid tonight, Art, and for your listeners who are not aware of who Cupid is, and I imagine most everybody is.
Well, of course, we must be. Cupid is the heretofore mythical creature who shoots the arrow of love through the heart of the love-stricken.
That is correct. And tonight we'll try and actually see Cupid, because you understand, Art, Cupid exists. Now, I know you think that I'm mentally unsound, but I can tell you that Cupid has been recorded on octographs. Cupid has also on videogrammy. They've been able to decipher images of Cupid in the sixth dimension, as well as Bigfoot and, I believe, Jim Morrison's in there now as well. So, and some car keys I lost last year are there. So there's a lot of stuff there in the sixth dimension.
Your car keys?
Yes, they're now in the sixth dimension. They've got to be, because I can't find them anywhere. And some socks and, you know, things like that. Now, Cupid is...
Well, does Cupid look the way we imagine Cupid to look, with the wings?
Yes, Cupid is actually only about, hell, probably about 3 inches big, you know, the little wings and all that jazz, and a bow and arrow and all of that stuff.
All right, so General Jameson, tell us when you are ready to go into your orgometer, which is a particle transporter that will inject you, as you say, into the sixth dimension, correct?
Yes, you get injected into the sixth dimension. You don't travel there. You don't pass through a barrier. You are injected. You are shot in, as it were. And Igor is at the controls. Igor, are you ready? Oh, boy. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure it'll be all right.
Igor, all right. Remember, bus 3, input 4. You got that? Yeah, he's okay. All right, Art. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, and all that stuff. Amen. I just wanted to say a prayer.
I understand, certainly. This has never been done before. General Johnson Jameson now to travel into the sixth dimension to contact Cupid on this Valentine special here. Bomb coast to coast.
All right, Igor, hit the switch. Art, can you hear me, Art? Art, can you hear me in the name of everything holy? Because it's...
I guess I can. I can hear you fairly well, General Jameson. Are you in the sixth dimension now?
I'm in the sixth dimension, and I'm looking for Cupid. Oh, the weightlessness of it all, the transportation of it all. I feel almost as if I'm young again. Why, I feel like I could climb a mountain.
Must be a very fascinating feeling, General.
It is, Art. It is. I would like to tell Igor now to switch to bus 4, sector 3. Okay. All right, that's good. All right, now I am in a sector of the sixth dimension, which is much more like our own universe, Art. It is like our universe, but not like our universe. And like any other parallel dimension, it has insect problems.
You're kidding. Are there insects in the sixth dimension?
Well, I'm getting buzzed here by a mosquito. Let me get some Raid. I've got some Raid here in the can. Can you hear that?
Yes, I can. It's amazing there's mosquitoes in the sixth dimension.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, let me get the Raid out here. Stinking thing. Yeah, I killed it. All right, Art, let me... Wait a minute.
What?
Hold on. Oh, my God! No, 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 no!
General Jameson, what happened?
I just hit Cupid with Raid! God! I'll have to give her mouth-to-mouth. Oh, I just swallowed her.
Well, General Jameson, are you telling me you killed Cupid with a can of Raid?
Yes, I did. Well, how am I supposed to know? Buzzing around me. It's only about 2 inches high. Now I've swallowed her.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, let's see. A little fiber ought to help. I don't know. I'm, Igor, you better get the bran flakes ready.
General Jameson, we'll have to wait for you tomorrow morning to evacuate yourself to find out whether Cupid's alive or not.
Well, I'm pretty sure she's dead. I gave her a full blast of Raid. I just hit Cupid with Raid. No, 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 no. I gotta get out of this dimension. It's making me emotional. Okay, I'm back. Sweet Christ, I'm in trouble.
I would say you're in a world of hurt, yeah. You've killed Cupid with Raid. What kind?
Well, it was for hornets and wasps. I didn't know,
Why would you carry that into the sixth dimension with you?
I always carry it in my travel kit. It's my backpack. I just got back from Africa. You know, I don't unload crap. Let me see this stuff. Hornets and wasps. Turn around. Call doctor.
Well, you can't help her anyway, because you swallowed her.
Well, that's true, yeah. Oh, well. What are you doing?
I'm getting out of this section of the program. It's making me nervous.
Wait a minute. You can't leave me hanging here. My ass is going to be twisted in the breeze, okay? They're going to dust off the hot seat for me.
You're on your own. I'm sorry, General Jameson.
Well, you backstabbing no good... So help me God...
This has been Coach...
Shut up for a minute, will you, Mitchell? I got to talk to the guy.
Coast to Coast. I'm sorry. Coast to Coast.
Shut up, will you?
Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
I'm sorry. I can't talk to you, General.
They're dusting off the hot seat for me!
The Art Bell Show.
Wait a minute, maybe this is Cupid. Nope.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Tonight, Bobby Dooley will join us and talk about her hemorrhoids. Sir, I don't know. There was some kind of a problem at the Homeowners Association. Dean Wheeler is a gymnastics coach who videotapes his gymnastics students, all of them female, on trampolines, and he doesn't get why some people are worried about that. We'll also have a visit from Jeff Dowder tonight on our show, and we'll also probably be hearing a little bit tonight from David G. Hall. Now, this is a guy who emailed me about 5,000 times because he was so proud of this, so we're going to go ahead and play it because we are Art Bell fans here, and we did that little Art Bell skit. One of the reasons we do the Art Bell skit is because Art's actually a very nice man. He's a class guy, blah, blah. Anyway, this dude calls his show. He says, "Hey, Phil, wanted to send you a clip of that Art Bell prank." The guy thinks he pulled a prank because he got on the air and did a bong hit or something. I think he says to Art, "Do you mind if I'm smoking dope?" And Art goes, "I don't care." So I was the one who sent him the fast blast about General Jameson. Is that crank talk? Is that the way phone callers talk among themselves?
I did a fast blast.
In any event, the cat talks about General Jameson, and Art picks up on it immediately. And listen to this. This is John, who's a listener of ours in New York, and he was calling the Art Bell Show.
Wild Card Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art Bell, you're great. This is Jim calling from Cupertino, California.
Hello, Jim.
I wanted to ask you actually about Phil Hendry out there in Los Angeles.
Oh, I'm so glad you did. You know, somebody sent me a fast blast a little while ago saying, when is Colonel Jameson going to be back on the show again? I thought, oh, man, that is a fabrication of the Henry mind, the Phil Hendry mind. Now, General Jameson is not a real person, folks. He's never been on this program. You know, Phil is getting so good that people are beginning to confuse this program with his program and his with mine.
Well, and, you know, he uses the same Streamlink service to listen on the Internet that you do. It's the same login page for the password, so you could really make a mistake. You know, he on his website, he has a clip posted that apparently is a view of your show, like saying how much you like him. So is that really you?
Oh, absolutely. I think,
oh, great.
Yeah, Phil is a blast, and I think what he does is very funny. I've enjoyed it over the years, and even during those years when I was in semi-retirement, he continued doing that.
Well, let me ask you one thing about him.
Yes.
You know, it's been like 8 years since he let anybody do a bong hit on the air, and he does it like every 3 months. Can I smoke a bong hit on the air right now?
Why would you want to do that?
Oh, it's just kind of cool. You know, it's been like 8 years. It was so long ago when you let somebody, you know, I know it's kind of stupid, I agree, but it's been such a long time. It'd be like a throwback.
Well, it's almost passé. But,
well, that's true.
But
not in California, though. It's, you know, the law. They just put the new laws in last year.
All right. So is this going to be a medical bong hit?
Yeah, it is. I have a doctor's note. Yeah.
All right, then. All right. If you got a doctor. All right. Go ahead.
Okay, great. And then tell us about the Levitron. But here it is. Thanks, man. You're great.
Goodbye. So there you have it. The first in, nearly 8 years, a medical bong hit right here on Coast to Coast AM. My God.
So that dude, I didn't even hear him do a bong. I heard the water kind of bubbling around a little bit. So there it is. Thank you, John. I didn't mean to characterize your call as lame. It wasn't. It was cool. It was fine. It's good. But the whole bong hit thing is a little, and I agree with Art, it is a little passé.
Just a little passé, huh?
All right. For instance, what if I told you, well, maybe I better not.
Well, what are you going to say? Tell me, and then I'll tell you whether it's okay or not.
Well, if I tell you, then people are going to hear it.
Well, tell me during a commercial break.
All right. Coming up is Dean Wheeler, Bobby Dooley, Jeff Dowder, and more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm going to answer some email questions now because we get a few of them. And I thought, well, you know, this is a better place than any other to answer these questions. And I've gotten this question, Phil, moving over to, and again, my listeners in other cities, this is something I have to take care of because I got an enormous listener base in Los Angeles. Please forgive me. Just for a few days, I have to deal with the whole move from KFI to Extra Sports AM 570. And the question is, Phil, was this your decision? Or was it a decision that was forced upon you? And this is a question that has nobody's even, thank you for asking, sir, because they speculate in the press and nobody really bothers to ask me. It was a decision that I made, and I'll tell you why. It's a very easy decision to make. My audience is comprised mostly of men, an enormous amount of men. We are always ranked in the top one, two, or three of shows among men. Going to a sports station is a logical move. Now, some people will say, yeah, but, you know, you get some really cool female callers. Look, I can't explain how my show works in 5 seconds, so I'm not going to try to. Let me just tell you that it's not going to be a problem. Going over to a sports station, especially we got Romy going, you know, Romy's over there, Van Earl's over there, Laker basketball, this is the best possible place for me to go. When I was on in Miami and we were doing like 6, 7, and 8 shares in the afternoon, I was on a station that was geared toward men. We were the Miami Dolphin flagship station. And with all due respect to the great people at KFI, for 8 years, I was on a radio station with Dr. Laura and Rush. And what I did over there, if you want my honest opinion, is worked a miracle. I mean, I worked a freaking miracle with his show on that station. It's a miracle that we got the listeners that we did. And of course, I had great support from everybody over there. But I decided that this has got to be the best possible move for Phil Hendry. Believe me when I tell you. I know that a lot of people won't, but that's the answer to that question.
Thank you.
Also, a guy asked, Phil, which of your characters would you most like to hang out with and which would you not stand being around? The character I'd most like to hang out with is Jeff Dowder. He is mellow. He's stoned half the time. If you tell him his ideas are full of crap, he doesn't get angry and violent. He just moves on to his next stupid idea. He has an opinion about everything, and most of it is just idiotic. And he's the least maintenance guy, if you will, of all of our characters. Who I would not want to hang out with are the rest of them. They're all arrogant. They're all self-centered, narcissistic, really bizarre, quasi-violent. Why would I want to hang with any of them? Dowder is a good dude, though. All right. And I had a couple more, but we're out of time.
Yeah, we got to get moving along. Bobby Dooley is coming up.
All right, Bobby Dooley in the next hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.